Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos, and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out their best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this, what is it? Is it the 19th?
The 18th.
It's the 18th day?
Uh-huh.
That's little Lisa. Okay, she's always squeaked. She's the first one to squeak out on me. Little Lisa, she's actually in the boiler room tonight.
Well, good evening, everyone.
There you go. Now get in that boiler room. Go on. Now back in that boiler room with her, who do we have? We have Randy Gay and Eric Thayer. They're on the phones. Keep them in there. I've seen a couple times they managed to get out. Lock that door.
Okay,
and then we have an inspiring young producer, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
There you go. Now, here live in the studio, we have our regular first Monday of every month with us right here. And her name is Elaine Connolly.
Good evening, everyone.
All righty. She's our nurse. And she's here for when we all get sick. And for right now, we're not doing too bad. And tonight we have with us, well, she's kind of a clandestine undercover embedded here in the ministry. We're still checking her out, making sure on whose side she's on, because we don't know. This is a new and different woman in here for the first time tonight. Could be that, no! I would never call her a Democrat. If I did that, she would probably kill me, and she would be justified. And so we're just going to call her Stevie D. Say hello.
Hi there, Pastor Sanders. How are you?
I'm doing good, Stevie D.
I'm really from the good side. Trust me.
Alrighty. Now you heard that noise, right? And that noise came from way out in Missouri. Way out in Missouri, none other, and he's back, because we've been praying for him, because he's had a string of health problems, and we want to praise the good Lord that he's getting back on his feet. And then it's none other than that hero of the faith, and that statesman and pastor, none other than Pastor Joe Larson.
I was waiting for the insult to fall, and when it doesn't, I don't know what to say.
Fooled you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. All I can say is your highly unpaid professional assistant is back, ready to go to work.
Okay, well, here comes the topper.
Pledge week is why I mentioned highly unpaid, because we are all volunteers, we're working for the Lord, and all donations raised in pledge week go to pay the bills of the ministry. They don't go to us, right?
Let me just say this and put it this way. I am their humble hero.
Oh, boy.
Now, after saying that, let me just say this. If the Lord were to pay us for this, what kind of a salary do you think we'd get?
Bountiful one.
Well, actually, what we're going to get one, we're going to get one that's in heaven, right?
Correct. Bountiful one.
And it's going to be one the money can't buy, huh?
Correct.
A crown in heaven. Money can't buy a crown in heaven, can it? Okay. And with that, Elaine, you know what week this is, don't you?
Pledge week.
It's pledge week. That's right.
Keep us on the air.
We got to raise a ton of money, don't we? Mm-hmm. About 80,000 this month. We got about a month to do it, huh?
Yes, we do. You want truth on what's going on in our country? This is the place to be.
Absolutely. So, folks, here you go. We've been giving you a lot of very good information out there in our newsletter. I'm hoping you're getting the newsletter. People are asking for it left and right. And those of you that do get it should be getting it. If you haven't gotten it yet, you should get it any day because it went out the other day. Now,
here's got mine, and I'm way out in the middle of nowhere, so I got mine 2 days ago.
All right, very good. Here's the numbers we need to. We have folks standing by. They're waiting. They're on the phones. They're looking. They're hoping that those phones will light up. And I'm hoping those phones will light up. And so what we got to do is give you the number to light the phones up. Now, don't forget, we've got PayPal, we've got credit cards, we've got checks, and we'll give you out the address and everything. And if you're on the internet, you can go to our website, wrwl.org, and it tells you all the ways you can help us continue fight the good fight. And we prayed the good Lord, and He did a miracle. We asked for a miracle, and I can tell you, Joe, I thought we would be really doing good, really good, if we could get one out of those three stations, because we came so very close. But the good Lord intervened, and they're still there.
We won all three.
Yeah, and so but we fought and we scratched and we fought with everything we had, and we kept them up. And so, folks, we need your help to continue doing this, because we've got a lot to bring you this week. I mean, we really have a lot to bring you this week, information that you really need to know. So the number is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We need all the help we can get now. So there you go. It looks like we've got a pledge coming in right now. And that pledge coming in for right now is Kurt and Renee in Michigan. Pledge 100. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you, Renee. Thank you.
All right. We're off to a start.
Pardon?
Now we're off to a great start. So now we get to the Bible study.
I don't know what we, I still couldn't hear you. No, we didn't get Lisa's. Lisa didn't tell me yet. What is hers? Okay. Alrighty, because Lisa always gives a pledge, so whatever that is. Lisa gave a pledge, whatever the amount is. We don't know. Okay. It's usually 125. There you go. Okay. And I see how you got Randy in there. Shake him down. All right. Very good. All right. We got to get at it, Joe.
Yes, now, we do. This is a strange group that works here, folks. You'll get used to us.
Well, I've been doing this for 50 years, and I'm still not used to it. Let's go here. Do you know what you remember what the title of the ministry or the message was?
The Dark Prince said that he would transform America, and he did.
Do you remember who the Dark Prince was?
I think I have a clue. The one who said he would transform America is Barack Obama.
That's exactly right. We're going to take a look at some of what he did to bring America to where it's at today. But we're going to start in Deuteronomy 28, and we're going to read verses 1 through 8, Joe. So take it away.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all the blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall thou be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
All right, Joe, let me ask you a question. What is the greatest nation in the entire world? What nation above all nations was the freest, the most prosperous, the most powerful nation that ever existed?
Well, at the time, it would have been Israel.
Well, no, I'm talking about right now, today.
Oh, right now, it should have been us. We were.
We still are. Point. But we still are.
Well, that's
I don't know about that.
That's debatable. But now,
yeah.
Here, there's a lot of things that's happened. Our military has been weakened significantly, a lot more than people understand. There's a lot of things that's happening. Our economy is not exactly, well, we may be close to equal with China, but we're no longer way out in front like we used to be.
I understand that piece of it, but I'm looking at the general population and the American citizens. We live in a great nation.
Yeah, we live in a great – the nation was great because it was good. The nation is no longer good. That's the problem.
There's now, problems, yes.
You have good people in the nation, but they're no longer good. So now – God did what he said. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations on the earth. He did that with America. Why? America was one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. America was founded by Christian men. And Christian principles.
Father said we were founded, our institutions of law and government were founded upon the Ten Commandments of God and the teaching of the New Testament, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's how we were founded.
Alrighty, here, Jerome in New York pledges 300, and Bob in New Jersey pledges 500. Thank you, Jerome. Thank you.
Well, thank you, guys.
Alrighty. Alrighty, so now let's go down to verse 15, and listen very carefully to what he has to say. Read me verse 15, Joe, through 24.
All right. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of the land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until thou hast consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and a fever and with inflammation and with extreme burning and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. And the Lord shall make the rain of the land powder, and dust from heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed.
Okay, so
24, yeah, 24.
Yeah, so here, let's start off. He says that if you were disobedient, if a nation forgets their God, that he said curses shall be in the cities. Have our cities been cursed in the last couple of years? Have there been looting, rioting, burning? Pardon?
Every one of our major cities in this country is cursed with crime, is cursed with poverty, is cursed with drug use and alcohol abuse and sodomy and all kinds of huge problems. Society is broken down in most of these cities.
Murders and crime.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie, you can say something.
I agree.
Okay, there you go.
100%.
All righty, very good. And so you've got all of these things happening in the cities. Now, also these so-called blue states that are paying women $4,000 to kill their babies. Are those blue states, are we going to see now that very same, the corruption we have in the cities, are we going to see that on a statewide basis? Are we going to see that the entire state going like, well, state of Oregon or Washington, where the corruption is just getting worse and worse and worse?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. He goes on to say, what about, he says, the curses shall be in the land, in the field. How are our farmers doing? Joe, you're a farmer out there. How are you doing? You get enough fertilizer?
No, we don't have. We can't afford. Farms are not fertilizing. That means they're not growing the crops they need. We can't buy the feed we need for cattle. Can't afford it. People are selling off their herds. Farmers are not planting some of their fields. A lot of the other farms toward the West Coast don't have any water, can't irrigate. It's not a very good situation.
What about the kine, the cattle? Have we seen a recent outbreak where cattle are dying by the thousands?
Yep, they're dying.
They claim it's because of the drought, but the farmers are saying, hey, wait a minute, there's something more happening here. It's not just, you don't have 10,000 cattle all die at the same time for the drought. There's something a little different there, isn't there?
And speculation about electromagnetic radiation. And then the fact that, you know, this is just another way for depopulation agenda, because close to 66% of the minerals that our body need is coming from the soil and the food that's grown. And so take away the soil and take away the food and take away your ability for your body to stay healthy.
Speaking of the body, cursed shall be the fruit of thy body. What is happening to these women, these pregnant women that have taken the kill shot? What's happening?
A lot of them are losing their babies.
And the latest figure I saw was 90%.
90% of those that took the kill shot lost their babies, folks. Okay, so he goes on to say here that the Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and a rebuke in all that settest thine hand for thou to do. Have we been, have you noticed that the gas pump lately, what you're paying for gas? Do we have fools?
Those that live out in the middle of nowhere that have to drive long distances.
Okay. We have the Democratic Party, which today is called the Democratic Communist Collective. Are they saturated with pedophiles? Is pedophilia now become one of the things that they want to legalize? In fact, that they just killed a bill where you had most of the Democrats vote against making the pedophilia, enforcing the crimes of pedophilia, making the laws stronger? Are the Democrats pushing more and more to legalize pedophilia?
No, they're doing everything they can to lower the age of consent. They're doing everything to make the crimes less severe. And they are doing everything they can from I've got a stack of stuff with the children to destroy our children, to destroy their innocence and sexualize them at very, very early ages.
Okay, so now let me give that number out, folks. We need to hear from you. The phone number is 888-281-1110. Little Lisa's sitting there waiting for that phone to ring. It just breaks your little heart when it's quiet, right? And mine, too.
You need somebody to talk to.
We got, right. We've got to. Now, also, the other number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Now, he goes on here, and he says, because of the wickedness of thy doing, whereby thou hast forsaken me, has America forsaken the Lord?
We started way back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, telling God we didn't need him. We didn't need him in the school, in the classroom. We didn't need him in government. Then we don't need prayers and meetings, and we pretty much told God we don't need him anymore anywhere.
And the misinterpretation of the Constitution in order to get all that done.
Well, that's true, but there's another place where the Lord has been dishonored, where our God has been dishonored from the...
Leave the Democrat Party.
Well, no, there's someplace even worse, and that is judgment begins where?
At the house of the Lord.
And where does it begin in that house?
In his church.
In the pulpit.
Pulpit.
Has our Lord been, he has been dishonored because of the people, the one people more than any other that were supposed to stand and lead his people were the pastors, and they failed him.
That have led the people astray. We did that Barna survey where... They looked at thousands of pastors, and 49% of the so-called pastors said they didn't believe in two or more of the five basic tenets of the Christian faith, which means that half the people in the pulpits are fake, phony hirelings. They're not pastors at all, not even close. They're just there for a paycheck or to destroy the church, one of the two.
And they also took vaccination money to become vaccination centers and promoted the vaccine to the detriment of their flock.
Absolutely. And I've had people say to me, Pastor, please tell me, can you tell me why the pastors don't have courage? Why aren't they leading us like they should? Why aren't they standing up for us like they should? Well, the reason is, Joe, the vast majority of them aren't saved. They're not saved.
No, they're not saved. They can't be a pastor and be unsaved. I mean, it's the two do not go together. So if you have a pastor who is gutless, who won't preach the gospel, he's not saved. He's not a pastor.
So now if you are in one of those and you realize that your pastor doesn't have the courage, he's not leading you, he's not running to the battle. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions.
Lions.
What is your obligation to Almighty God?
You leave the church.
You go find a place where the
pastor
is.
Or you get a new pastor, or go find a church where there is a real pastor.
And if you can't find a church where there's a real pastor, you start one, Joe.
Start one, yeah.
Okay, that's how a lot of churches get started. Now,
you can start house churches. You can start just family prayer groups and meetings. At least, you know, you have faithful people calling on God to be, you know, like God's promise, and two or three are gathered together, he will be with you. Then you gather together and call upon him to come and lead you.
Now, here, let's go on. When he says, the Lord shall make thy peasants cleave unto thee until they have consumed thee from the land, and whether thou goest possess it. And the Lord shall smite thee with consumption. Okay, and we have a nurse right here, and she knows what consumption is. And there's another name for that. It's called the wasting disease.
And that's basically you begin to have a body system get out of balance, and then that's the first one that starts, and then it acts like a set of dominoes. And unless you correct what's going on, and it's an inside and outside problem. You know, that's why they say that old phrase of mind over matter. All right, if you cannot visualize yourself well, then bottom line is you're not going to get well. And if you don't have that connection to and understand what you're really doing here on this earth, that's also what you have to work on.
All right, so when we see this, when it goes on to say, and the Lord shall make pestilence cleave unto thee, and be consumed from the land where thou goest, the Lord shall smite thee with consumption, with fever, inflammation, with extreme burning, and the sword, with blasting. Do you know what blasting is? Do you know what blasting is?
No.
It's fiery, hot, extremely hot winds. It's a hot, fiery wind.
That's happening all over, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know what mildew is, right?
England right now.
Okay. Mildew is what you get, like, on your feet if you don't wash it right, Joe?
Yeah, you start growing stuff.
Yeah. All right.
You start growing stuff.
The
garden.
All right. The key to this whole thing, if you notice, we read all the blessings, and what the Lord did is just flip every blessing into a curse. So instead of blessing, he not only takes away the blessing, but he brings it all around all the way to a curse. And I notice as you look at this entire chapter, you start the first few verses are all blessings. The first 14 are blessings. And then from 15 on to the end of the chapter, which is what, verse?
Well, you know, Job, when it says
bad.
Of course, so now we know what, do you know what a botch is? Do you know what the botch is, Joe?
The bot?
The botch, yeah.
Bot flies. There are flies that, the bots of Egypt, there were flies that get into and produce.
Well, no, that's actually the botch is boils.
Oh,
the botch or boils, right?
Sorry, bot fly, yeah, the botch boils.
Yeah.
Well, it's similar to bot flies get in and ends up boils in the skin with the bot eggs.
Yeah.
So it's pretty similar.
Well, and it could also be equated to parasites.
Yeah. And there you go. And so now, but listen, I'm going to read the last one here. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder, and dust from heaven shall come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Now, let me ask you this. Have we noticed that we've had lakes and rivers out west drying up all over the place?
We yes. sure have.
And water reservoirs are way down?
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems like all of these things that God has promised to happen to Israel. Okay, now God's immutable. Does he do things the same way all the time?
Always. He's consistent, yes.
And so now, there's two nations that were formed, nations under God. Which two nations were there?
Israel and the U.S.
That's exactly right. There's only one nation that God has raised up to protect Israel from around the world, right?
Right.
And so all of these things are happening to us. We have... God has raised up, he didn't raise them up, but we have fools as our leaders. We have absolute, total fools as our leaders, okay? And
guess what, though? We're not the only ones. Europe used to be pretty Christian, and now less than 2% of all Europe is fundamental Christian. And what's happening over there right now, Britain is headlines, Britain braces for the blowtorch, UK's hottest day ever arriving, temperatures going up to 104, some places 111, and it talks about it's also going to be happening in Germany and some of the other countries over there. They're having severe heat wave that's already killed over 1,000 people in Europe.
All right, Joe, we got to work quickly here. We're going to play a little clip. It's about a 3-minute clip. You ready with a clip? Do it.
us to join us tonight, for which we are grateful. Nick Upper, thanks so much for coming on. This is a nightmare story. I think most people are not aware this is still happening, but it is still happening, correct?
Yes, Tucker, it is. And in fact, you said it's tens of thousands. It's actually hundreds of thousands by the DOD's own numbers today. I mean, you're looking at Guard and Reserve from all the branches. In the Air Force alone, it's over 10,000 people, to include myself. And, you know, like you said, yeah, I've been counting on this 20-year retirement for the past 19 years. That's been the plan. And all because they won't grant me a religious exemption waiver. You know, they're looking to kick me out. Actually, as of tomorrow, they just called me before the show and said they want to get you my separation package. So after 19 years, they're going to throw everything away that I've worked for. But I'm just one of hundreds of thousands of people who are being kicked out because we won't take an illegal emergency use vaccine.
That hurts people and doesn't protect you from COVID. It's so nuts.
No.
Sorry, excuse me.
No. And in fact, Tucker, talking about it doesn't protect you from COVID, if you look at their own numbers, the DOD has seen a threefold increase in cases and deaths on a monthly basis since the mandate was enacted. So since more people got vaccinated, a greater number have actually died or gotten the COVID.
I believe that number is real. And meanwhile, the United States military cannot meet its recruiting goals and so has lowered standards to a dangerous level and is thinking about recruiting foreign nationals. I'm not making any of this up, correct?
No, it's wild. And in fact, the Army recently put out a thing where they were going to go ahead and recruit people without even having GEDs because that's how bad their recruiting is getting. But at the last second, from enough backlash, they decided to scrap that program. But all the branches, and they've talked about it in Congress, they've talked about it in newspapers, they're all struggling. I mean, the Air Force hasn't missed its recruiting goal since 1999, and they've already projected to do that this year. The Army was only at 40% of its recruiting goal just the other day, and it only has 3 months left in this year.
So my theory is we ignore the big things in favor of obsessing over the little ones. So destroying the U.S. military would qualify as a big thing. Do you not have a member of Congress? I mean, there are hundreds of Republicans holding federal office. None has come forward to stop this?
So there definitely have been some. I was on Matt Gaetz's podcast, and he's definitely been fighting for us. Thomas Massie's been fighting for us, Chip Roy. But there are only a few. You know, we need everybody. This is not a problem for tomorrow to be solved or the next day. This is a problem right now. You're talking about over 10% of your military is looking to be canned right now. I mean, if I were China or I were Russia, I'd be chomping at the bit right now.
God, this is...
And
It's beyond
also
belief.
Wild that they've only been granting religious waivers to members who are already separating, already out. That does no good for the member. The member's already gone. And I think it's very ironic that, you know, Secretary Austin was given a waiver by Congress to serve, yet he refuses to give any of us waivers to keep serving.
Oh, you mean the...
I can not only hit, but I believe I understand Milley also was given a waiver.
Right.
Now, but I'll tell you who else is given waivers, right, folks? It's right on their website. Pfizer, their employees.
All their employees get waivers.
And guess who else? The CDC.
Correct.
There you go. You see, to us, hypocrisy is a bad thing. To us, hypocrisy is a repulsive thing. And I've sat with these people, and they didn't know who I was, and they talked openly, and they embrace hypocrisy. To them, hypocrisy and betrayal are good things within the Democratic Communist Party collective. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back and talk about this here in a few minutes, but we got to do a couple things first. I'm going to give out the phone number, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you. We want to say that... let me see, where'd I miss left off? Okay, Linda in California. Now, I bet you I know which Linda that is. Okay, she pledges 100, and Bob in New Jersey pledges 75. Now, thank you. Can't you get a little stronger than that? Come on, blast it out. There you go. Man, we gotta get those folks out there in the other room to applaud, right? All right. Anyhow, get them out of the can. Listen. We're going to give you a quick update, folks. You want to know about what has been happening with Maria Walling and her attorney, Fritz Neal. Okay, Maria and Fritz, give us an update on what's happening with your situation with your home.
All right, let me go first. Well, first of all, I want to thank you and your listeners a million times because – We were in court today trying to get a temporary restraining order to stop this lady from evicting Maria and her children from their house. So I filed that, and then we were waiting in the outside at the judge's chambers to get to see the judge. And we talked to a magistrate, and the magistrate told me, what's with all these people calling in, you know, to support you guys with this case? And I said, they're just, you know, good citizens. But the bailiff, who was the person who was supposed to come out and actually do the evictions, he also said, I've never had so many people call me and tell me not to do this. You know, he couldn't believe it. So, again, thank you so much for you and your listeners and what they've been doing. We had some very odd things happen today, but good things. After we filed the motion for a temporary restraining order, we drove to the office of the other attorney to serve him with the documents. David Reel, we've talked about him before, and Maria's son went to his office to serve the pleadings, and he came up to her son and said, hey, what's going on? We'd like to resolve this case. And that was very strange because, you know, we had never heard him say anything like that before. But he took a liking to Maria's son because they were both military veterans, and actually both specifically in special forces. And not only he took a liking to Christian, and they started negotiating a deal for Maria and her kids to purchase the house without having to dismiss the lawsuit based on the forged will. At first I got really mad at Christian because I was waiting outside for like 20 minutes and he was supposed to have gotten this done like in 30 seconds. But then when he started telling me what his discussions were, you know, I couldn't believe it. We're not there yet, but we spent the rest of the day negotiating back and forth with the other attorney to get this done. And the other attorney called the judge and said, back off on the eviction. And so that's where we are now. So we feel like we're in much better shape than we were, say, 24 hours ago. And once again, you, Pastor, and your listeners have a lot to do with that. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. And the folks out there, these are activists, the ones that support this ministry. They're doers of the word. They're the ones that have kept us on the air telling people what the opposition does not want them to know. We've been out there. And so I just praise the good Lord every day for the listeners, the supporters we have of this ministry. And so,
yes.
All righty. Do you want to go, Maria? Do you want to go ahead and just say anything? Because we got to get with us. We have to raise a lot of funds. We have no sponsors. No, actually, we have a number of churches that do support us, But for the most part, we have, it's all just regular people. And we can't have sponsors like others because the radical organization, MoveOn.org and others, will go after any of our sponsors. They've been trying to find out. They want us off the air in the worst way.
ACLU's been trying to shut us down for years.
Yeah. And in fact, Bloomberg actually bought the stations we were on in New York just to shut us, just to get us off them. And so, anyhow, we do depend upon the good people that help us. So, Maria, go ahead. Do you have some commentary?
No, I was just trying to expand upon what happened today. It was pretty trying today. Real quick, cause I know you guys are busy, and I appreciate all your listeners, and I appreciate you, Pastor Sanders, and your team. It really helped a lot, but we're not out of the woodwork yet. We did have seven sheriffs from Brunswick Hills here, and we had the bailiff here, and it was very, very scary because we thought they were going to, you know, evict us. But they waited for the attorney, the opposing attorney, and he never showed up. So, you know, the bailiff even stated, like, you know what, I read the documentation and you have it proven that the will was forged, but the judicial system is so messed up that, you know, that they're forwarding the eviction. You know what I mean? It's like they miss the big picture. But nevertheless, we're fighting for it. And, you know, my son just made a executive decision and said, you know, let's just purchase the house. And although it's been paid off for, we have to give her the money who wasn't involved with our lives. So I just wanted to stop and say thank you again. And thank you for your prayers. I really appreciate all the calls that I received. And we appreciate all your comments. If you don't mind, I'd like to leave my name and number again. If that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
It's 216-217-9425, and my name is Maria Walling, and my son is Christian, and my attorney is Fritz New. So if you guys want to give us a call, you know, and offer some advice, or if you've been involved in a similar situation, we greatly appreciate it.
And I'll leave my phone number. And let me also add, I've gotten some calls from your listeners, which have been very, very helpful.
I know you have, because they've been calling me left and right. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Good. And they weren't even attorneys, but this one gentleman just came up with a bunch of good ideas, you know, legal ideas as to how to, you know, approach the case. And I used some of them when I went to court. And like I said, they were very helpful. So.
All righty.
And my phone number, once again, is 216-394-8802.
You're probably going to get a lot more calls because they're coming into our office. There's a lot of people that also have similar situations to Maria. So, they're calling and asking for your number. So we got to move on.
Okay.
Thank you. Listen, keep us informed. We're in this with you. Let us know what's going on, and we're here to help.
Thank you, Pastor. And God
okay.
bless you. And bye-bye.
Bye now. Thanks. Alrighty.
Thank you for having us.
Yep. Keep in touch. God bless, my friend. Okay. There you go, folks. We need, right now, we are 5,600 short of our goal. That's 5,600. So that's how much we need. Now, I wanted to go back and talk to, bring up Joe. You know, this thing, the fellow that, from the Air Force, the Air Force sergeant who was getting thrown out, you know, the ones where Austin and Millie, they didn't have to take the poke.
Shot,
but he said over 100,000.
Yeah.
Altogether.
Service and guardsmen and regular army both.
Okay, Elaine, do you have some updates on the numbers of what's happening? People are dying from the kill shots?
Well, so far it's 500,000 people in the United States, and that is projected to be 10%. You're looking at millions of deaths, and there's no good statistic out there except the military statistics that Tom Rentz came up with, all right, that does track. But all the rest of the statistics are muddied for a reason. They don't want everybody to know exactly the amount, but it's humongous.
You mean to tell me that we would be betrayed by NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, PMS, NBC, the New York Times, and USA Today would betray us, the American people, and not tell us? Look, the average athlete that was dying on the field up until 2021, were 5 to 10 per year that would die on the field. We just got a number that's out there that said, and so far from 2021, it's been over 360
correct
athletes have died on the field now. But you know what? We're not hearing that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, are we?
No, we're not. It's all hidden. And until people begin to wake up, they have been overcome with fear. You know, they've been taken over by that mask psychosis that's talked about. It's conditioning, it's propaganda. And until they wake up because something touches them in a common sense and logical manner, only then will they begin to question. And I am getting maybe 1 to 3 people a week that are calling me and saying, you know, you mentioned this before, I'm willing to listen now.
All right, here you go. Yeah, we just had that today. I was just talking to a lady who's a nurse. She was really pressured to take the kill shot. And her husband told her, you will not take it. And she said, I'm so glad that I didn't now. And so here we go. Gates-funded international organization names 11 viruses as potential candidates for the next pandemic. The Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunizations identified 11 viruses that have the potential to cause the next pandemic, and hopefully they want it right before the election in November, right?
Correct.
The COVID-19 pandemic wasn't the first to devastate the world, and it won't be the last in a series. We round up emerging infections, threats that have potential to erupt the global pandemics, and the organizations wrote on website. Now, let me just stop here for 1 second and say, you know, Fox News also has been a part of this. And with the exception, I think, now Tucker Carlson is starting to wise up. But I was amazed because Steve Ducey and Brian Kilmeade were telling people how they got the shot, you know, and they were promoting it along with that blonde that's with them. And guess what? I heard Kilmeade say, now, wait a minute. All of a sudden, he's backing off on this stuff. So much stuff is coming out, and so many people are wising up to what we've been telling them. Remember, Joe, we were telling them in 2019, this is bad.
Right.
Don't take it. Don't touch it, right? And we had Robert Sloan, no, Malone, the guy that invented the mRNA. Do you know what he said about it? It was invented as a bioweapon for the military. Don't take it. It'll kill you, right?
Correct.
Do you think the guy that invented it should know a little about that?
Yeah, but on the other hand, he is also the inventor of Novavax in 2021 from his own biotech company that has been bought out by another company. So it's another COVID-19 vaccine that has just received emergency use authorization. So he's not totally clean.
No, he's not. But let me ask you this. When he's come out and actually said don't take it, I heard him say it. He
right.
said it here
but
on
he's
program.
Still getting the profits from it.
No, yeah, I know. But here's the thing. How is he still alive? I mean, we're talking huge amounts of money. And now, you know, for him to buck the system like that.
Right.
Usually bad things happen to people out there that are doing that.
Unless he has some paid security.
Unless
like
he
else.
Has unless he has the documentation and they know if something bad happens to him, he becomes room temperature. It's going to come out in the news on programs
yeah.
like this, huh?
Good point.
Okay.
Good point.
All
now
right.
the other thing, you know, are all the documents from Pfizer that are coming out, you know, and deliberately vaccination, all these COVID vaccinations. They knew ahead of time that it was going to cause mass depopulation, and that's the basic agenda for it.
Well, all right. We want to say Teresa in Dallas pledges $150. Thank you. Carl in Cleveland pledges $700. Thank you, Carl. And so that brings us down to about 4,000. What is it? Wait a minute. Here comes little Lisa right now, and she's got the proof. We'll find out what we need. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So let me see. Now this goes. We need $4,750. $4,750. Okay. So now, here's the diseases, the new pandemics, and they're going to be Rift Valley fever. That's the risk of a pandemic from disease that affects farm animals. May seem low, but the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has classified Rift fever as a category bioterrorism agent because of its potential to devastate large-scale agriculture economies. Wait a minute. It's the Biden regime that's doing that. They're the ones that's going after the farmers. They're the ones that are devastating our agriculture. It's the Biden regime's agriculture. Who is the Secretary of Agriculture? Does anybody know?
I don't remember. Probably another incompetent fool.
Well, more than likely that would be. No. Here you go. Here's another one. Hantavirus. Do you know what that is? That's a long incubation period combined with the emergence of the new world species causing HPS means that hantavirus is an increasing concern.
The evil cabal is all into symbology, all right, and symbols. And I was reading somewhere that the word virus actually equates to poison. And all viruses do not occur in nature because they can be patented.
See, here's what I figured out, and I've been saying it on the radio, you see. When you have all of these diseases that are patented, and they all are, the mm-hmm. coronavirus, the AIDS, the HIV,
correct.
All of these.
All the way back into the late 1800s.
Right, and if you come down with this disease, you haven't gotten sick. You've been poisoned. Listen to me. You've been poisoned if you come down with these diseases, right?
Correct.
Okay, there you go. That's verified.
And the beauty of all of this is God has created magnificent healing machines of our bodies. And so they've attempted these viruses as killing machines, but the viruses mutate over time and they could become less and less lethal. That's why you're hearing about every 2 to 3 months, you've got another Omicron, you've got this variant and that variant, you know, et cetera, for that reason.
All right.
They start off with telling you how they're going to be worse than the previous, but they aren't. But here's the truth. We know that the VAERS system, and we've done this several times, seen it in many, many places, ends up with only like 1% to a max of 10% of the things actually get reported because they make the reporting system so complicated, so hard on the doctors and nurses, they don't do it. We've had 1.3 million reports of vaccine-implicated adverse events, and including up to 29,000 deaths. So if you figure, even if that 29,000 is 10%, we're still talking over 250 to 300,000 deaths. And if it's only 1%, we're talking a huge, huge number, up to a million. So,
that's what Elaine was saying there.
Right. So from just looking at the VAERS system, anywhere from 250,000 to a million deaths with the vax, and that would be from 1.3 million adverse reactions to,
Yeah, Joe, we're coming up to a break, but remember last week who we had on here. We had the people that build coffins. The manufacturer coffins and what they had to say, along with the insurance company. Hang tight, we'll be back after this. Don't go away, more to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 4465. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.